Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
And we're back. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday and it is good. We've got a couple bands that want to... Boy, this is going to be the hour of music. My mother, former music director of a Baptist church, several, will be joining us.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. She'll be on with us momentarily. She likes to make this day about her. I get it. It's fine.
I like new music, baby.
Yeah, if you don't like Scar Talk, bypass the next segment.
Oh, goodness.
If Scar Talk is not in your repertoire this morning, not the show. But new music, if that's in your wheelhouse, well, we got you. We've got a couple bands here. We do a thing called the Brutally Honest Music Review, where we allow unsigned bands, singers, musicians, what have you, to submit their music, and then we will play it live on the radio until we don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
We'll hit our noisemakers.
Yeah, we will.
We don't have a chair to spin around. We don't have a buzzer to X out on. We're not, you know, doing the thing. Hey, no.
I'm going to spin around in my chair.
The other family on Family Feud, when the other family's over there trying to come up with the answer, they're all throwing up the X.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Flipping birds.
I always thought somebody got hurt when they do that.
Hey, up yours, buddy. So that's the way we do the Brutally Honest Music Review. We play it. The way I like to think about it is you hear a song on the radio and you're like, do I like this? No, I don't. Next station or forward on the playlist or whatever.
Instead of next station, it's noisemaker.
Yeah. So when I hear a song that I'm not into and I want to turn the station or whatever, I go, it's my crow call. Nine has the World War II siren.
Oh, boys, government's almost out of money.
Somebody's going to text us and say we say siren wrong because someone said we say Greenville wrong.
Oh, yeah, but it's Greenville.
You got to say Greenville, Ron.
Yeah, no, we're from here, so we say Greenville.
We're from Greenville. That's how you know we're natives.
Yeah, that's how you know we're born and raised.
Fat Boy has a wind chime / gong. And then Paige has the cowbell. Y'all should do the ringing of the bells for Christmas this year.
Thing.
That's no way to talk about him.
Get a new one.
I am.
Okay.
I might have to go across the street and get one if you got, you know, if you teach music at a school.
Oh, the music school across the street?
Yeah.
It's a big music school.
Oh. Yeah, I'd wheel it back over there every
week. I thought you were going to go to Habitat and you were going to sit there and play some brunch for us.
Yeah.
Just a Prowl and Growl and Golden Ale.
That's right. They have our beers there, by the way, at Habitat. What's up, guys and girls over at Habitat?
Chad.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Also of LTO fame.
Band number one. That was my
my
chair, I swear.
Your crow call's got something stuck in it.
What was that?
It sounded like I stepped on a frog and didn't hit my crow call. It was my chair, I swear.
You obliterated that frog, buddy.
Now, if you smell something, it's the heat coming on. It's what my grandpa would. That's the heat. Heat tone. That wasn't me.
You do
somebody
that.
Burned the garden.
It wasn't me.
All right. Band number one. We'll go further away and work our way back. Band number one from Detroit, Rock City, Michigan. Influences include the Foo Fighters, rhythm rock, and et cetera.
I love et cetera. Great man.
Yes. From Detroit, Michigan. They've been together for several years, in and out. You know, you stop, you go to another project, whatever. They've been together for a while. With the song Sunshine Smile from Detroit, Michigan, this is the band Paddock. Sunset, they go. There they go.
Ah, man, I almost went when you went, Matt, man. What made you go?
What kept me in was that badass guitar riff. That was great.
That rhythm section is badass.
Too many different sounds together in one song.
He's showing off.
It was too much. And then I don't like
this part. I don't like
this could be any generic wrestling theme song of the 80s when it kicks in.
Or any generic 90s. Radio rock song from like 2006.
Yeah. Like, did, I don't know, Cedar Pass on this one?
But yeah, man, I think the rhythm section is really, really, really good.
Yeah.
And damn great.
Like this part right here. And it's safe.
It's fun.
I don't know if he matched the song.
What do you mean?
It seemed like his vocals kind of slower than the beat. I don't know.
Yeah. I think they're having a hard... I mean, really, the band has a hard time keeping up with their own rhythm section.
So you liked it, though. You stayed in, Jim.
I love the rhythm section. I would have kept listening to the song just to get more of the drums and the bass, because I think they're playing the hell out of it.
Mm-hmm. Paige, you liked it.
Yeah, I liked the drums, and I did like that wicked little riff, so I stayed in to see if there was going to be more of that. And
it sounded like it was going to turn into a porn there when he started going bounce.
I know, I thought that was cool. I was kind of hoping for more of that, but yeah. I thought they did a good job.
And Fatboy, you were just out after me, too.
Yeah, it just felt like, you know, it was a spotlight when it's each person's turn to show off on the instrument. You got the drums, you know, then you got the...
I don't mind. I miss guitar solos in songs, man. I miss drum solos. But when it just sounded like a mishmash of generic music. But follow your dreams.
Okay.
You have to be... It's brutal honesty. I'm going to stick with it, damn it. And also the name Paddock. I think of fish. And that instantly doesn't make me think of rock and roll.
What is that?
Although, I'm the guy who went and saw Carp in concert last year, so who am I to say?
Oh.
Yeah, it was a bottom-of-the-barrel kind of concert.
I imagine.
You wouldn't want him to be there. All right, so they did not make it through the band Paddock. Maybe you liked it. Check them out. Spelled Paddock like the fish. Anyway, we move on to Spartanburg, South Carolina. You ever been?
Yes.
I enjoy it.
They say this time of the year is magical in Sparkle City.
Bad Boy hates Spartanburg.
Really?
They say you can close your eyes and smell pumpkin spice in the air.
They make pumpkin spice Tannerite, gunpowder.
Perhaps.
I wonder if they'll be doing a Dickens of a Christmas this year.
I don't know.
Well.
But from Spartanburg, South Carolina, they have been a band for 4.5 years, okay? Influences include, see if you've heard of any of these bands. I just mentioned one of them. Seether, Seven Dust, Shinedown, the Deftones. From Spartanburg, South Carolina, with the song Sunshine. And I have to tell you that sun is spelled with an O. So that tells me this is a religious song.
What's with the buzzing when you turn the computer on, by the way?
Yeah, this is some kind of...
Does anything work?
I'm charging my vibrator.
I mean, we turn on the PC to play audio and it starts buzzing in my ears. It's like nothing works.
I don't, man. I'm telling you, getting here in first thing's an adventure.
I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah.
But I have shame.
With the song Sunshine with an O, this is the band Arcane with an A on the Brutally Honest Music Review. Nine went out on that one. Before we get to the reason why Nine wanted the crusty dreams of this band from Spartanburg, I have a thought about when we, because we're going to put this on the shelf for a little while and then and bring it back. Really Honest Music Review. Just to kind of let some more compile into the talent pool.
Yeah, you have to sometimes let them build back up.
I think in the future, don't tell us anything about the band. I find myself, regardless, I can't not get it out of my head. They're from Spartanburg. It's just me.
Okay.
Because it's just the hometown mentality of like, oh, these boys, they're from Spartanburg. These other guys from Detroit. They have the whole wide world to go get.
Yeah.
These guys from Spartanburg.
Right.
And I give them a little bit of a thing. I don't know. It wasn't the most exciting song that I heard.
Yeah. One of those guys I consider your buddy. Michael Bragg, you know, I mean, we all know him, but I consider him a buddy.
I'm glad that I passed them.
Well, it's just, you know, brutally honest. Like, I know a lot of guys and a lot of bands, and I'll do the air raid siren on your band, even if I know you and like you. I like that band too. I just don't think you like the song.
Yeah, it almost sounds, it's got that sound of Seether could have done this, Shine, all their influences.
It's not like a good Nickelback song. Some people may hate that, but you know, that's a good band.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but all that sound had its time, and its time is not now.
The time to have been a musician or a band was at the beginning of time. Because after doing it for 2,000-some years, or however long it's been, people, you're compared to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, if you were the first person that was in a band, there was no one like you. Mm-hmm. But you hear this, and then especially when you read their influence, you're just like, you know what, you're absolutely right, because I hear that. You sound just like this. You sound like that.
You know what it sounded like to me and the reason I was out? Breaking Benjamin.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I don't care for Breaking Benjamin, and that sounded a lot like Breaking Benjamin to me.
Yeah. Okay. So,
but hey, a lot of people love Breaking Benjamin. That's just my opinion. It's not the gospel.
Fatboy loves Seether.
He does.
I'll tell you this: out of all the bands that we've met over the years, Fatboy broke his neck to go to the one with Seether. You know, I mean, you did. You stopped what we were doing in a different part of the building and went to go meet Seether because you
liked
him.
They sounded awful, like sound wise. Like the sound was like, come on, y'all check.
Yeah. Okay. Well, regardless, through all that, Spartanburg's very own Arcane and representing Arcane 9 is your buddy Michael Bragg.
What's up, Michael Bragg?
Hey, Michael.
Morning.
I'm going to tell you, I did not know that was you in the band.
Yeah, in this band, I play guitar. I've been a singer in two past projects, but our buddy Justin Jones is the singer in this group. So.
All right.
Not a familiar voice related to me.
Did y'all have a competition to decide who would be the singer?
Oh, yeah.
Or did the other band members vote silent, you know, go and vote like they're on some kind of Survivor where they put your torch out or something? I just have to wonder who's been a previous singer in another band.
We set up a boxing ring in the backyard and best took it. I lost.
Sean the Bomb, special guest referee.
That's the way to do it.
We've all been friends for years, and both of our former projects, our guitar player, Lance and Justin, were in Florida years ago. And
yeah.
Me and my drummer were in Senile Sanity. And we've all been friends, all helped each other out over the years. And always hanging out in the garage, drinking on the weekends, and just said, hey, why don't we do something? So
yeah.
We just put it together, and everybody fell in their place. And at live shows, I'll take lead on a couple songs. I do backing vocals on some stuff, things like that, mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. Michael, what was the best new rock and roll that came out in 2020?
Ooh, that's a tough
one. Wow.
Yeah, I'm on the spot there.
Yeah.
Arcane, I don't know.
There, good answer. You go with that.
Yeah. 2020 has not been the year of rock and roll.
It hadn't. It hasn't. Yeah, the blues should be the number one trending music right now, right?
Right?
The blues should come back. All right, Michael Bragg, tell us where we can find more information about the band Arcane and get the music.
We're on Facebook, Arcane Band. Our links are on there. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, all those streaming links and download sites.
All the places.
We have some YouTube videos, a couple YouTube videos. We're working on a lyric video right now for another song called Save Me Now.
Wonderful.
So,
are you on classmates.com? All right, listen, Michael.
That's all on there.
Michael, I want you to listen to what I'm saying right now. That right there was solid. Keep following the dreams and keep doing it, man. That's good. And in Spartanburg, of all places, good for you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Is the effort to make it big in music to get the hell out of Spartanburg, or is it just to satisfy your passion for music?
There was some of that for us years ago. Now it's just five guys who enjoy playing and. We're writing music for ourselves, and
if you
like it, you like it. You don't, you don't. We're just having fun, and everybody's opinions are different, and we respect that. So.
Don't lose your passion, much the way our engineering team has. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Michael Bragg, have a good morning, my
friend. We'll see you around,
man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
See you, brother.
Thank you, baby.
He's a good guy.
He's
trying to remember who he was for Halloween one year.
Chad Kroeger.
He looks like him every day.
No, not anymore.
Oh, you don't?
He was actually trying to be Chad Kroeger.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, because I was going to think now, that wasn't even a Halloween party.
Look like him. They kind of had a similar look at the same time, but now they both look different and not like each other anymore. It's weird.
Thank God.
You look like me now?
No.
Jim Short's overweight?
He's way hotter than you.
Oh, wow.
He's got a great chin.
He's a skinny guy.
Arcane
is... Well, an average guy. I mean, he's not a fat guy.
A-R-C-A-N-E, for those that are texting in. It is not spelled O-U-R, and then the name Kane. It has nothing to do with Glenn Jacobs or anything
like that. It's not R-K-A-N-E?
No. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the reason that I'm here today. We're not going to talk to my car.
$3 bill is going to walk in the
seat. You know what? I'll take that. Because when it's your birthday, you're supposed to get your balls busted by your friends.
I'm shocked the doctor's still alive all these years later.
Okay.
We'll be back right after this.
Thing.
Morning,
everybody. Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet
rocks.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Can I get
hey,
some?
Hey, baby.
Yes, rapid fire. Hey, babies. Almost like Maybach music.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. There she comes.
Hey,
she's probably actually in a robe right now, like Ric Flair.
Hell yeah. Heck yeah. Sorry.
Oh, man. Are you going to... Don't say that with her on hold. What an entrance. Let's go ahead and bring her on with an apology at the beginning. Mom, I'm sorry that he said hail.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
You were going there.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, baby.
Oh, a live hey baby. That's so wild.
That's good.
It's so weird. I hear you say it by
computer. Hey, baby.
Oh, say it to yourself, Mom. Let's hear what that would sound like.
Say it to myself.
Yeah, say hey, baby. And you're going to say it back to yourself.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
You hear that?
That's not me recorded, is it?
Well, yeah. I mean,
it
that
don't sound like me.
Wait a minute. You think that that's Fat Boy or Nine or Paige or somebody doing a voice of you?
It might be Fat Boy, but I don't think it's Nine.
Hey, baby.
You think that was Fat Boy just now?
Uh-huh.
Let's try it again. Wait a minute. I'm going to close my eyes, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to see if Fat Boy's pushing a button. I'm going to tell to see if I can tell the difference, okay? All right. I'm looking away.
Hey, baby.
That was Fat Boy doing an impression of my mother just now, was it not? Mom,
yeah.
You do a live one now, Mom.
Hey, baby.
That was recorded. That was not real just now.
I don't want to reveal the secrets.
Oh, man, I'm mystified. Mommy, you doing okay?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Pretty good. I feel like you probably see stars from this conversation so far. You're like, good Lord, where are they going with this?
No.
Yeah. Good morning so far?
Yes, so far.
Good.
My phone's beeping. I hope it don't go dead.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Hmm.
It's an important day. I mean, this is like a holiday for all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Should be. Where did the candidate stand on that? I think if it's your birthday, you get the day off paid. It's a personal day.
Yeah, everybody should just get their own birthday off.
Give
people one more day off a year. A lot of people work all the time, like physical manual labor, and they only get 2 weeks off.
I know that we're practically taking off the month of December for Jesus' birthday, but maybe one of for mine. Mama, I said this before, and I say this every year. You're the reason I'm here today. I mean, my daddy had something to do with it, but ultimately the conception and the delivery and the whole thing, you had more into it than he did.
Yeah, but I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Aww.
Well, that's nice to know, Mom. Wait a minute. You're telling me that you look back over the last 32 years?
Yeah.
Play along, Mom. 32, and you look back and you say, you know what? Out of all that pain and anguish that I was in, yeah, I'd do it again. I'd give birth to
it.
Well, I appreciate it. What a great gift to have.
Yeah.
I've often wondered.
And you were a big baby, too.
I was, oh.
Yep. Bigger than we thought you was going to be.
Not the first time I've heard that. Well, I went and got, I got tailored
you
for
got a suit
a tuxedo, and they were like, wow. You know.
You got what?
I was fashioning a story to take a distraction away from what I said. No, you, 10 pounds and 2 ounces.
Yeah.
That right there, you know how people put on the back of their car, you know, the different 5Ks and 16.2 and 8. Whatever it is? What are those?
What?
It's a certain amount of miles that they've ran or.
Like the half marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you should have
13.1.
You should have 10.2 on the back of your car, Mom.
How do I know how far I have marathon?
We had a sign on the front of the house when you was born.
What did it say? Huge baby on board?
See, you were 2 weeks late, and everybody kept calling, you ain't gone yet, you ain't gone yet.
Yeah.
So when you were born and you weighed what you did, my sister Brenda got this big white piece of paper and a big sign, and it said, he's here, 10 pounds. 2 ounces.
Ah, I didn't know you were 2 weeks late. I wonder if that happens a lot.
He's here.
Like the opposite of a preemie.
That sounds like Bray Wyatt right there.
He's here.
He's here.
He was due the 14th.
Yeah, I was.
Wow.
I really was. I would have been even older, and you would have forgotten my birthday had I been born.
Yeah.
I had to project.
No, I hadn't. I mean, if I can remember 40-odd years.
32?
When you were due, I wouldn't have forgotten it if it'd been then instead of now.
Oh, no. I know. I'm not officially, it's not my birthday officially yet, though. I had not.
No, not until 1:22.
1:22.
1:22 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
1:22. So
I guess it's already been 1:22 a.m.
So yeah. Today at 1:22 p.m., hold your tummy and say a prayer for my mama.
Man, I hope I don't forget.
Set an alarm.
I'm setting an alarm right now.
Set an alarm.
Everybody set an alarm for 1:22 p.m. and we're all going to wish Madman happy birthday right then.
In labor for almost an entire day.
Yeah, before they decided I couldn't have you.
Man.
Yeah. She had to have his dissection.
Yeah.
You're a miracle baby.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Took me almost 5 years to get pregnant, and then I couldn't have you.
See, that's the thing. Man, most people cart before the horse. Our situation, horse was way up here, cart was way back there.
Yeah.
I could have been 5 years older.
But you're a blessing is what you are.
Well, he tells me thank you that I waited. But I didn't wait on purpose.
Oh. No. You wanted to get that done with.
No, I didn't want to at 5 years before, but maybe a couple of years before that.
No, I see. And you know what? Enough about me. I was singing your praises earlier, saying that because Paige was saying in headlines that because of COVID that some older Americans are learning to use technology, and I was telling them how you text now.
Yeah, I do. I text you. I think you were the first one I text.
I did. And you know what I did? I screenshot it and sent it to my sister. It takes longer to get to Boston via text, Mom.
Well, I text her too now, but I have a flip phone too, so it takes some doing to do it. Cause you might have to mash the same button 3 or 4 times to get the right letter.
Yeah, I know. I know.
We got to get her on an iPhone, man. I get one of those.
She doesn't want it.
Oh, really?
She doesn't want
it. You play games on it.
She's got an iPad.
I play games on my iPad.
Yeah, fat boy.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm her first text was on August 5th. Oh, man.
You can text on the iPad, too.
Yeah. Well.
I can type better on the iPad because it's bigger, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Mama.
But I've learned now to do pronunciations. I didn't know how to do that to begin with.
Yeah. Mom, I want to tell you that I love you. I want to, and especially yesterday we had a conversation of, you know, I got that other show that I'm doing, you know, the After Hours podcast. I don't know if I even told you.
Well, you can get my text.
No, you didn't tell me.
Okay, so I got another radio show. And it's just me and Nine, and we're just sitting around talking about stuff. And we were talking about we call it the Mill Hill Halloween special yesterday, that we were talking about some of our childhood Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
And Nye was talking about how his mother, Moose, made him a Dracula outfit one time and all these different outfits. And I shared.
I made you one.
Well, let me get to that. I was about to put you over, okay. Mama. I was saying how you, and we don't need to say too much about this, but when I said that I wanted to be Michael Jackson and then later on I wanted to be Mr. T, you made it happen. You got that costume together and made it for me with your own two hands.
Yeah, I always made those costumes.
Yes, well, enough about Angel. Let's talk about me. You you made me into Mr. T. You made me the King of Pop. I wanted to be Boy George. You had explained to me that, no, don't do that. But I appreciate you, Mom. I do.
Yeah. I made you a Dracula. I made you a, it was a navy blue or black satin cape and tee. That was for your birthday party.
That
one
was
year.
The bad birthday
party.
That's
where party. You bit people.
That was the bad birthday party.
Yeah. Did you also have an Eddie Munster looking wig on for you for Dracula?
She painted a widow's peak onto my forehead.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Cute.
Yeah.
You're like Drew from Pet Cemetery, too?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
I had a and I made you a buddy. Birthday cake that was orange, and I put skeletons and stuff like that on it.
Yes.
That's a good color.
Yes. Yeah. You were the creative force. You were the creative DNA, and it's part of my composite. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate it more.
I appreciate y'all appreciating each other.
Yeah. Mom, I love you. And as soon as these boss men will let me leave today, I will run to your arms and give you a hug.
Okay, baby.
We'll reminisce about what happened 28 years ago today.
28 now.
I turned 17. Oh, my goodness. I just outed myself. I'm 45 years old.
You can both go vote early.
That's
be
right.
Cool.
That's right. All right, listen, Mom. I'll see you soon. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you more.
All right. Hey, baby.
Bye, baby.
Hey, baby.
Oh, can you record can you say bye, baby, and then we'll save that down the road? A nice bye, baby.
Bye, baby.
A little bit more juice, Mom.
Bye, baby.
She seems stressed.
That's a good one.
No. Bye, baby.
That was perfect.
That's good.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
That was, you nailed it on that. All right. I love you. I'll see you soon.
Okay. You be careful.
All right. Bye, baby.
Y'all have a good day.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
Bye, baby. Bye, mama.
That was good. It's good to hear from Mary.
What a sweet lady.
Don't be bringing up, dude, I know you. You're sitting there wanting to bring up voting, and I'm like, come on.
Why do you want to bring up voting?
He's such a punk.
Yeah, boy, it's uncouth.
She's the one that'll tell you. She don't care.
I know.
I'll tell you why.
I also wanted to say it probably took a while to make Mr. T's dookie robe. I don't know if she knew what that was.
No.
These older people, you got to tell them to keep their opinions of themselves. They don't know how.
You have to.
Yeah, you're like, no, keep it to yourself. I want to be surprised.
Yeah. I went into her Facebook and hid her story from all of her friends.
What, you hacked it?
I should. I couldn't see him anymore because I muted her. We're going to take a break. We come back. That's a joke. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. We'll be right back right after this, baby.
You stream. I stream. We all. App is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:48. One thing that I did forget, and it's okay, forget to... My mom loves Shining, The Shining.
Yeah.
The Shining.
Really?
Because I just sometimes say Shining.
Shining.
But she enjoys that movie as well, as far as being like, you know, one of the scariest. She also hates Rosemary's Baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like
it. It was
movie.
Not Rosemary's Baby. It was Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby.
She hated that.
I see why.
Oh, Lord. Here he comes. You got an axe.
Don't get you.
You don't bring an axe inside the house.
No. Yeah, The Shining's one of those weird movies where it was filmed where it was based. Based in Colorado, filmed in Colorado.
Yeah.
Usually that does, but it's hard to replicate the Rocky Mountains unless you go to another Rocky Mountain state. You might as well just go to Colorado.
Here's a... By the way, I've signed you up for this, Jimmy. I hope you're okay with it.
What's that?
Meals on Wheels, 2021, the entire year. No, tomorrow I want to do, along the lines of Who Can Matt Beat Now, with music, I want to have horror fans that think they can one-up you, because they can't, quite frankly.
There's always somebody.
Bull, bring it. Oh. Voorhees himself couldn't beat you in this stuff.
He don't talk much.
But I want to, the mom.
Oh, yeah, she did. Pamela.
I want to, it's incredible. When you hear After Hours with the Rise Guys, episode 12, the Mill Hill Halloween special today, it debuts at 10 a.m. on iTunes and all the other podcast places, platforms. You will hear just... He doesn't even have to think. Like, you do that thing, somebody asks you a question, you kind of look up to the left, like, what am I looking at? I'm thinking, though. He just, like, bam, he knows.
He fires them off.
So my question, with that huge diatribe I just gave, with, was the Shining house, or motel, hotel, whatever, was that all-inclusive, meaning was the outside, the inside, almost like you hear the Brady Bunch house,
It was just the facade. The real home was a set. You know what I'm saying by all that?
Well, let's see.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, man. I should have saved that for tomorrow.
Well, you didn't. Huh. Let's see. Some of the interior designs of the Overlook Hotel set were based on those Awani Hotel in Yosemite National Park. Yeah, it was sets constructed at EMI Studios in England.
Okay.
Because the exterior locations were all over the damn place.
I think that I just
from Glacier National Park in Montana.
If you look, if you watch the movie, you see some of the artwork that's in the hotel, the Overlook. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of Native American type stuff, and a lot of times you'll see it, and it's like, you know, they're getting like butchered in the pictures, and you don't see them normally.
You mean like the wolf with lightning on it, or dream catchers?
No, just a lot of like Aztec looking southwestern kind of stuff, but it's always like Indians are getting the and so some of the fan fiction people have thought maybe it was built on a Indian burial ground, and that's where some of that comes from.
And the exterior of the hotel was in Mount Hood, Oregon. Mm. I knew it was Timberline Lodge, but I didn't remember where it was. Mount Hood, Oregon.
Yeah.
Well, they did Pink Cadillac in Piedmont.
What if
supposedly?
What was the scariest movie filmed around here? Leatherheads? Was that not a sequel to The Chainsaw Massacre? Leatherheads?
Yeah, I wish. I wish.
What about Leatherballs?
There is a horror movies in South Carolina. There aren't many for some reason. There could be. Georgia gets credit for Deliverance.
That's horrific.
That's terrible. All righty.
You know how Kevin Costner makes some movies that nobody's ever seen?
Yeah. Okay. Especially the newer stuff.
Yeah. Well, this was in 2009, a movie called The New Daughter, which was primarily at the Wedge Plantation along the Santee River by McClellanville, South Carolina.
Said the P word.
Yeah. And some of it was filmed on the College of Charleston campus. And it's apparently a horror movie. I've never seen it. I never heard of the damn thing either.
You got to see it. Have you seen Murders with Wolves?
No,
incredible.
No,
that's long and boring. Three hours.
That sucks because North Carolina has The Conjuring because it was filmed there.
What part of North Carolina?
It's a big state. Somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. Based on how it looks, I would say other side of Raleigh.
That's where they do the Halloween movies in Wilmington. The new ones.
They did in Charleston, right? The first one they did in Charleston.
Well, yeah, the next two they've
moved back up to Wilmington to get in those old Dawson's Creek studios and stuff.
Yeah. Like I said, they figured out the taxes up there too on motion pictures.
That changes, man. Those are temporary.
Will Ferrell's coming back.
Yeah, right now Georgia and Louisiana have the best ones. Well, Georgia has the best ones now. Louisiana did. That's why all the Cajun shows went away, because now you can't go down there and film tax-free.
Oh, that's why I kept up with the Pawn Stars.
All the production moved out of Wilmington's because those tax breaks went away.
Troy Landry actually got attacked by a gator, but because of COVID, no one knew.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. Georgia, what do they have as far as horror? Not settings, but actually filmed.
This thing here says they get credit for Deliverance.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
Oh, they do everything there.
New Friday the 13th.
The new one?
The newest, I thought. One of the more recent ones I thought was filmed.
Well, Friday the 13th Part 6 was in Georgia.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They did Heavyweights and Andersonville.
Yeah. Jason Lives. But yeah, they filmed so many movies in Georgia. I'm sure there are other horror movies that have been filmed there more recently.
Mom, before you call, if you're still listening, yes, we know Dirty Dancing, Late Lure. Not a horror movie, though. That she loves to remind people of that. I've seen it before.
And they say,
hey, Phil, lift me up there.
They give Louisiana an interview with the vampire. Like, come on, man. What about Candyman?
How have we not had anything in South Carolina with all the
Hatchet.
The different ways you could go with that?
Kane Hodder can make a public appearance in South Carolina once a month and make bank, apparently.
Oh, is he already came?
He's coming back.
He is.
Yeah, a week from Saturday.
Let's get him on the program.
Love to. They're doing a thing. You can watch part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan, with Kane Hodder.
Really?
That's one of the best ones.
It is. It's one of my very favorite ones.
Knocks his head off.
He was 789? Or is 678?
789. 789X.
Yeah.
Jason X.
Jason 678.
He was. They replaced him in Versus, right, when they put Kurt in there?
Yeah, they put Ken Kersinger in there.
And the awful Freddy Krueger was Haley Joel Osment, or who? Who was it?
It was Jackie Earl Haley.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I see fat people.
Yeah, he's the guy they tried to pin the JFK assassin. Yeah, all those guys.
Man, they didn't even say where they filmed that 2009 Friday the 13th.
Where was Nightmare on Elm? Where was that? What was that? let me think of how I'm going to put this. Did they say in the movie where Nightmare on Elm Street, where was Elm Street?
Springwood, Ohio.
What about Pasadena? Mockingbird Lane?
Don't know. Don't know.
They always position it to be near a swamp.
Yeah.
Talking about the Addams Family.
Yeah.
The Munsters. That it was near a swamp, but they never said. I always thought that it was oil. Like they had discovered oil, and that's how they had a little bit of money or something, but it never really explained.
It was only on for like a couple years, right? Before they went to color.
No, 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 no. We'll be back right after this. That's a nice little thing. Mail's in.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
What's up, Rise Guys? I love your radio station. I was so happy when I got to wake up this morning and got to hear everything you guys said.
All hail the Rise Guys. A 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.